Here's Kyle, the self-styled king of Key West, behind the wheel of his pimped-out Dodge Viper and catcalling any girl over 16 he catches a glimpse of, and a few even younger. Now, on his second 40 ounce of the evening, Kyle's antics and sloppy driving have caught the attention of Sheriff's Department Officer Martinez. Let's see how Kyle reacts to having his night of fun interrupted. In this episode of A Life in Pictures, we begin our tour of turn-of-the-century masters at the Swedish National Museum of Fine Arts with the work of Swedish painter Carl Larsson. This he considered his finest work, Midvinterblot, Midwinter Sacrifice. It's Friday, January 12th, 1979. Linda Ronstadt and Barry Manilow will take top honors at the 6th Annual American Music Awards.
The 6th Annual American Music Awards.
Superman will best itself at the box office.
Superman, the movie.
And before day's end, Kenneth Bianchi will be arrested in Bellingham, Washington, and eventually charged with the Hillside Strangler murders. If you think this competition has gone to the dogs, you don't know the half of it. It's the owner's turn for obedience school. Chino the Chihuahua is one cool pooch with a good shot at the gold if his handler, Jeffrey, can keep from getting hot under the collar. Despite what they say, not everything is bigger in Texas.
This is what I would call a downtown bungalow.
Dallas resident Richard is downsizing to have more freedom to enjoy what he loves in life.
To be able to have family over.
With a budget of $25,000, will he find a house with enough space for his bicycles, brewing equipment, and himself? This is the Tuskegee Airmen National Historic Site at Moton Field in Tuskegee, Alabama. Before 1940, African Americans were barred from flying for the U.S. military.
It was an all-black army. Everything was segregated, so it wasn't much different from my civilian experience.
Civil rights organizations and the black press exerted pressure that resulted in the formation of an all-African American fighter squadron based in Tuskegee, Alabama in 1941. They became known as the Tuskegee Airmen,